Yeah, how do I sound, Mr. Wayne? The level's correct. I'm just trying to keep it kosher. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yo, check this out. Drive around town, top down, black Benzo. Of course, I'm blasting my HD radio. Monday through Friday, 8 to 11. My dial's locked on that hot talk station. Tim Conway Jr., his show's so great. OG Valley Stud reppin' 818. Been hearing forever how his dad's so good, but you won't find a dude who's less Hollywood. At 97.1, I'm his biggest fan, but he still needs a partner. Yeah, I said it, man. Hey, Jerry, cue up that big red mic. Make it hot. Let the stud start the show.
All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And if it's Tuesday, it must be either Kasem or Phillips. And today, Carrie Kasem joins us. Nice to see you, baby.
Oh, nice to see you, too.
All right. We're watching the Los Angeles Lakers. Laker game is on TV. We'll keep you up to date on the score so you don't have to watch it on TV. It's not going well for the Lakers.
What
right
are
now.
You talking about?
Boston 54, Lakers 52.
And that's not going well?
That's not going well. No, that's not what you... The Lakers should be ahead by about 15 points
right
now.
It is better than last time.
Well, yeah, it's better than last time, but still. I mean, the Lakers are 9.5-point favorite. Jerry, what did this game go off at? Was it 9.5?
Nine.
Yeah.
Which is totally ridiculous.
What?
Which was completely ridiculous.
Yeah, people at the end were moving towards Boston. It was 9.5.
Kobe just missed a shot.
And now Boston's up by 4 with a couple minutes, about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. And that line was too high. Boston, who won the first game and the second game, and they're ahead by 24 points with 7 minutes left in the second game, was a 9-point underdog in this game.
Really?
I should have bet
my house
on it.
Give some money on this game?
Nah, but Tim. It's still my turnaround for Lakers, but still. It's at the third quarter, Lakers needed to send a message to this Boston team and not be down by 2 points.
Hey, did you put any money on the Belmont?
Yes, I did.
You did.
I had the 1 horse, the 2 horse, the 3 horse, the 5 horse, the 7.
You didn't have Tatara.
The 10. I had all horses except 6, 4, 8, 9. I had every single horse except 6, 4, 8, and 9.
Did you hear they're blaming? They're
the
blaming the jockey,
yeah,
Kent DeSormo.
Well, he is an idiot. The jockey, the trainer.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess if the jockey was really to me, I would now.
DeSormo's a world class trainer.
He's awesome.
Jockey.
He's awesome, and he really cares about the animals. Yeah. But I would have just not asked the horse for more, but just let him run it out. You know, just kind of let him run it out because he did place 9th when he pulled him up. And that's the worst. That's the worst start and the worst ending for a horse that's won both the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness.
And
so it's kind of bad.
But he also, they didn't want to run him into the ground
and
have another 8 bells where they, shot the horse on the track.
I literally couldn't watch it live because every time I've watched any, you know, with when there was... I actually bought a figuring of the horse that got, he lived for a year, and then they had to put him down because he had laminitis.
Oh, yeah, right.
What's his name, whatever. And then I watched 8 bells go down, and I'm like, I'm done.
Barbara,
thank you.
Right, yeah.
I couldn't watch anymore, so I watched it afterward. Once
Good
I knew all
you.
The horses were okay.
All right. There's some bad vibes going on in Southern California as well as the rest of the nation. I went to McDonald's on Sunday. And I like to get that quarter pounder, and I like those tomato slices.
So
on
healthy.
Them. Yeah. And they said, no tomatoes. And I said, what are you talking about, no tomatoes? And she said, I can't tell you why, but we can't put a tomato on your burger.
She couldn't. She didn't know, or she couldn't tell you that there was salmonella everywhere?
I don't think she knew. Yeah. So then I read in the newspapers. Actually, online. I don't read newspapers anymore. But I read online that there's a bad scare going on. There's like 15, 20 people in the hospital with the salmonella.
Yeah.
And to talk about it is one of the world's greatest doctors. You've seen him on Today Show, Good Morning America, The View. He's all over the place. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Stephen Lamb, how are you, dude?
Tim, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
I mean, they haven't put you down yet, right?
I was thinking about that.
We made you a do not resuscitate a long time ago.
Doctor, I swear to God, I'm about three tomato slices away from Forest Lawn.
Well, I'm sending you some sliced tomatoes, by the way.
So what's going on?
Yeah, what's happening with the salmonella? How do you get it? How do you prevent it? What are the symptoms? What's going on there?
Okay. Salmonella, is a bacteria. period, really famous. You know, it's been around. I mean, it's infected humans for over 100 years.
Right.
And you know, there are many different types of Salmonella infection, but it primarily infects your colon and your intestine, and it causes cramping and diarrhea. And
I get that.
You get it usually from some sort of food poisoning.
Oh. Sounds like my diet.
Wow. Yeah. Well, a lot of people like it because it helps them lose weight. But so
vegetarians are in a lot of trouble here.
Well, you know, let me tell you, other than people who rely on breast milk entirely, they're at risk. You know, as I indicated to you earlier, that's probably the safest thing you could do. If you stay on breast formula and breast milk, you're safe from Salmonella. But it's
almost worth getting, because the fight you're going to have with your wife about being on breast milk.
Yeah.
And breastfeeding in public.
It's the breastfeeding you're going to have trouble with. And they should let you go for the breast nuggets. I heard it's not that tasty, but it's the breastfeeding that may get you into trouble. But here's the story. It's a bacteria. It infects your intestines and causes some really bad diarrhea and cramps. In a small number of people, it can actually penetrate the intestines and go into the bloodstream. When it does that, it can kill you. And that occurs in people who are what we call immunocompromised. That is, if their immune system is a little diminished, you can, like an older person or a baby. Here's what's interesting. Do you remember when we used to have, when people used to have pet turtles?
Right.
Turtles?
Yeah.
Well, the turtles really, there's a higher risk of Salmonella in turtles.
And is so, that why you have to wash your hands after handling
absolutely.
Them?
Absolutely.
Right. I've been told that my whole life.
Wash
your hands after you touch a turtle.
Reptiles, which, you know, you obviously have in California, all these iguanas and stuff like snakes.
Right.
It gets on their skin, so you want to wash your hands. Obviously, don't let a toddler play with an iguana or something. But this, the truth of the matter is, look, there are about 150 cases. They've been found in, you know, Mexico and California. Not that many in California, actually. But once again, it can be a serious illness, and you don't want to get people infected. And
right.
It was traced to these raw tomatoes. It's not true of the vine tomatoes or the plum tomatoes, but it's a bacteria, should be taken seriously. You know, it's just not swine flu, it's not avian flu, it's not anything like that. But, you know, the departments of health of all of these states have a responsibility to keep you safe.
Right.
This is all about.
I've been in New York for the last week eating tomatoes like crazy.
Yeah, I actually had sliced tomatoes knowing that I was going to be on this radio program.
Wow,
today.
You better hit the can.
I'm waiting for, you know, it hits you about 12 to 18 hours.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, doctor, please.
I think it's going to pass. I don't think you have to have a panic about it. You know, there's a tendency sometimes to exaggerate fears and to just make people crazy.
Sure.
The reality is they do have some cases. There's actually one death, and they're not certain if it was due to the Salmonella or due to the fact that the person had an underlying malignancy to begin with. But look, you've got to be prudent. They're going to take off these, you know, anything that smacks of the possibility of having Salmonella. Because what's interesting is that they're able to type it. It's a very rare type of Salmonella. Each Salmonella has a fingerprint, and the fingerprint of this Salmonella is really rare. So they're really trying to find where this thing came from, and they actually think it's from some tomato plants, which wouldn't be rare.
Right. Well, they said, doctor, please. They said that California tomatoes so far are clean, that they're not California tomatoes. But is there any way to prevent this? I mean, you know, let's say...
Yeah. Can you wash it? Can you wash the tomatoes?
I think here's what it is. I think that you want to cook everything. It's the cooking that kills the Salmonella.
Right.
So if you, you know, for example, if you cook poultry, if you cook ground beef and eggs, really importantly, eating raw eggs is, really has always been a risk. So
now, can this affect my cat? Because I do give him raw eggs.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Yeah, because it keeps his coat nice and shiny.
Yeah, but raw eggs.
Yeah, but he keeps his ass moving.
So, you know, they have the stuff in let's say, guacamole and self, you know, the tomatoes, but really be careful about the raw eggs, no doubt about it. So cook everything. Don't mix cooked and uncooked foods together. You can just spread them. Wash your hands. I mean, I know you got to laugh, but you got to wash your hands if you're handling reptiles, you know.
Right, yeah, you
that's
should.
That's important. I mean,
you handling any animal, you should wash your hands.
My girlfriend's dog just had an egg, and this is no joke, had an egg. We're sitting there at a barbecue watching the Lakers. And this dog comes and sits on my girlfriend's stomach. She was in a bikini top. And when it got up, there was diarrhea all over her stomach.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Sounds like one of our callers that we used to get, Tim, right?
What an exciting Laker game.
It's awful.
Hey, now, doctor, so you should wash your hands. Now, I also understand that you can get it from, you have a higher risk of getting it from, like, cantaloupe, too, because it's not so much the inside of the cantaloupe that is, you know, that has the feces and the possible salmonella, but when you run a knife through it, it comes from the outside of the rind.
That's a very good point.
Thank you, doctor.
Look, anything can be infected, you know, and if you cut through it, if you touch it, let's say you have a handler, you know, who's got salmonella. You know, a food handler, and, you know, you cook everything perfectly, but he handles your food, he can contaminate your food. And that's why, you know, food handlers in particular have to wash their hands after they go. I mean, that's why you see all those signs, you know. They've got to really wash. And if they happen to have salmonella, the departments of health are not going to let them go back to work until they have proven that they have no salmonella in their feces, by the way.
All right. And so people can be hospitalized. Now, what are the long-term effects of this?
Well, for the most often, this is self-limiting. You have, you know, you get really sick for anywhere between 4 and 7 days.
Uh-oh.
And then, you know, you start to feel better. But you may have cramping that can last for weeks to months.
I see a big business in this, doctor. No joke.
What do you think?
Yeah, let me tell you something. Botulism has become a $1 billion business. Botox, you know, it used to kill people.
So you think this should be for diet?
Exactly. I think what we need to do is find the strain that doesn't kill you or perforate your intestines or colon, and you and I can formulate something, and then on the weekend here, we can sell it to the listeners.
Just a special new egg.
Brand new weekend show here.
Yeah, but we can
how to prevent the cramps.
Yeah, instead of, like, you know, Botox for botulism, we can call it, like, Sammy.
I love it.
Nella?
All right, that actually is pretty good.
The Nella diet?
Yeah, Sammy Nilla. All right, doctor, we appreciate you checking in. I know it's late there, and nice talking to you again.
Always the best.
And I'll call you off the air, and we'll tell dirty jokes to each other.
Okay, I love it.
You nice
know,
to meet you.
Special Olympics. Okay, be well.
Yeah, bye.
Right, take care. One thing I like about doctors is they have a great sense of humor, because they have to, and you know, to deal with what they you know, what their business is every day.
Right.
And you can hear the filthiest, best, racist, sexist, outrageous jokes from doctors than anybody.
Sure.
They really are terrific.
Absolutely.
All right. Carrie Kasem is with us. We're keeping an eye on the Los Angeles Lakers there for you. And before the show began here, we were discussing. I was discussing this over the weekend with a friend of mine because he's in a new relationship, brand new relationship. And he's probably 46 years old. Yeah, he's a year older than I am. He's probably about 46 years old. Got no kids, no wives, no ex-wives. But he's now in a brand new relationship.
Right.
And they've been going out for about a month or so. And they're just getting around to, like, feeling comfortable with each other sexually.
Yeah.
You know, the first couple of times, you're on your guard. You know, you don't enjoy it. You want to make her enjoy it. She doesn't enjoy it. She wants you to enjoy it. And nobody enjoys anything, you know, couple of times.
Damn straight.
But once you get into, like, you know, the first month or so, you can start testing her. You know, does she like this? She like that? Ba-ding, ba-doop. Does she like this? This? You know, this way? Whatever.
Right.
And so she starts pulling this talk with him.
Oh.
And she starts talking to him during sex, right?
Like what kind? Like, hi?
Yeah, she's like, talk to me, baby. Talk to me, baby. And this is like a 46-year-old guy who's like a, you know, Wall Street executive.
Jesus Christ.
You know, he's beyond, you know, talk to me, talk to me. He just wants to, you know, get it over with so he can, you know, kick her out of the house.
Seriously, that's why people pay for women.
You've just got to shut up during sex.
Absolutely.
I'm totally with you.
No, I can't stand it. You know, when people, I had this a boyfriend of mine that I just couldn't stand. He'd be like, I know this is how you like it. This is how you like it, huh? I know how to make you feel good. And I'm like, shut up. Get off me. This is awful. Just shut up. And I wasn't mean like that, you know, but it was, I would just try and be like, kiss him, stop talking. And it just didn't work.
And
he
kept talking.
Oh,
huh?
It's just, like, you know, you like it like this. Oh, God. The one way to dry up.
This is also, he was saying that she now says to him during sex, like, bring that blank over here. Bring that big blank over here. And he's like, what the Christ
Like the
is
thing
this?
That roosters say?
No, he's like a he's a short Jewish guy. He doesn't it's you know when she says bring that big blank over here, he's like who are you talking to?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's certainly not me.
Yeah. Or they,
I don't know whether you brought that in for your
F yeah. Yeah. F yeah. And they just copy women in porn. And it's like, it's so bad. I had a girlfriend who did this and we were roommates and I just hear her. She was a porn star.
Oh, she was? Well, she can get away with it. All right. Call us up and tell us the stupid things that guys have laid on you or chicks have laid on you during sex. Like the dumb things that they say or the dumb, things they ask you to say to them. But, nobody should be able to talk during sex. Ugh. Everyone should just, be concerned about themselves. Like, I don't remember what comedian said this, and I'd like to give him credit because I use it often, but I can't remember who it was. Somebody asked him what his favorite thing to do was during sex, and his response was nothing. That's my favorite thing to do. Nothing. Oh. All right, here are the phone numbers. The stupid things that chicks have said to you or guys have said to you during sex. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Oh, F yeah. F yeah. Oh, oh my God. Oh, F yeah. F yeah.
Now, when Gina and you were talking before the show, you guys, have probably never discussed this before, but you knew what the egg face was.
Oh, yeah.
What's the egg face?
It's that face that men make after the deal has been finished, and it's kind of like the eyes are at half mast, and the corners of the mouth kind of turn down a little bit, but the mouth is gaping open, and they're just sitting there like almost just... And I can't say this on air because somebody's going to have a retarded child and tell me that it's bad, but they look like they have Down syndrome. It's that kind of face where it looks like that. And it just, it's the worst face. And they'll hold it, Gina. They'll hold it for quite
Karen,
a while.
Can I give you maybe a little more of a PC way to
describe
that?
Yeah, let's do it a PC. I know I'm going to get hate mail now.
It's basically like a cartoon character was hit with a frying pan like that second before they fall over. That's the look.
It's awful. Like, it's just like, come on, man. Come on.
I'm probably guilty of that. But also, the dumb things that the guys say to chicks during sex. And one of them, Gina has said before, and watch my skin. Every time she does this, I get goosebumps.
Okay.
Because I know that I may not have done it in the past, but I know guys who have. And I know the vibe that chicks feel when guys say this, or women hear this from guys.
Hey, you.
when guys look into their face and go, hey,
yeah,
you.
Yeah, see your little hair is rising.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Oh. Or the, hi. I mean, that's just, it's the worst. It's the worst.
That's the kind of guy that instead of having sex, you feel like you have to like taste the food he's made. Like, is this okay, sweetheart?
Oh,
is this okay?
Christ.
Or like afterward, and you're just kind of like, you're sweaty, you're hot, and then they just look at you and, hi. what do you say to that? What do you say to that?
Bye.
Bye. Yes.
Yeah. Hasta luego, senor. Yeah, that is, nobody should be, there should always be music being played when you're having sex, so nobody has to hear anybody else, or the TV should be on, but men and women both are guilty of this, where they start talking to each other, and the guy pretends that he likes it, and the girl pretends that she likes it, and the only good thing that comes out of talking to one another is it prolongs the guy's sexual act. Because now the guy's like, she won't shut the F up.
Man, there's some guys who like
this.
There are some guys who like it.
She talks all day long. She talks to me every goddamn minute. She's on the phone. She's talking. Finally, sex comes around and she's still talking. Shut the F up.
You know, there's like those balls. What are they? The gimp balls?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sure. The orange gimp
balls.
Oh,
you put it in your mouth?
Face mask. Yeah, and you can just put that on her.
Yeah, well, there's like a term for that.
It's like a gimp ball or something, right?
Yeah, we should. Everybody
you saw
should
it on Pulp Fiction.
It's a ball gag.
Ball gag.
Thank
there
you.
There you go. All right.
There you go.
All right, let's talk to Steven in Pomona. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Yeah, a chick told me one time to send her to hell, and that just like blew my mind. Killed the moment,
Send her to hell?
Yeah.
Wow. What does that mean?
Hell if I know. I stopped seeing her after that. That was like a turnoff.
Jesus, I've heard "Send Me to Heaven," but yeah. "Send Me to Hell." What did you want her to do, or what did she want you to do?
Were you in a certain place?
I don't know.
Bring out a crucifix and put it through her heart.
I guess so.
That's not a bad move. All right, Bubba, thank you for calling. All right, the stupid, lame-ass things that guys and girls say during sex. And again, everyone should just shut up during sex. All right? Nobody should talk. Just shut up for an hour. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
Laker score?
Should I give it? Yeah, you got it.
64 Lakers, 66 Celtics.
Where'd you see that?
It disappeared when you looked up.
Oh, it just came out. Yeah. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Kerry Kasem's with us, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Kerry Kasem is sitting in. Always nice to see you, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm right there.
The dumb things that guys and girls say during sex. Nobody should be allowed to talk. You should be throwing your ass thrown out of the bed if you say anything. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Hey, Stuart in Rancho Cucamonga. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
So I used to date this girl that was an aspiring chef. Hmm. And she used to say the stupidest things during sex, like, make my souffle, and who's my top chef. And
that's terrible.
Things like that.
Man. How do you keep it going?
I just start laughing, and then I get hungry.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who's my top chef?
That's awful. Yeah, how long did you go out with her for?
Oh, about 2 months, and then I just got sick of it. So now I can't watch any of those shows now. So.
Yeah, it sounds like Hell's Bedroom.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like Bizarre Food.
Oh, Bubbo. Oh, man. All right, buddy. Did you ever tell her to stop doing that?
Yeah, and she got offended. She said it helped her get through her school because it was hard when she studied and things like that. So having sex and doing that, it would help her out. But
I didn't get it. So weird.
Who's your top chef?
You've got to be nuts to say something like that.
Yeah, you have to be certifiably nuts to say to a guy during sex, who's your top chef? Who is it? Make my souffle. Oh, Bubba. All right, thanks for calling, dude.
Thank you, bro.
All right, there he goes, everybody. You know, it could be worse. She could have worked like at an animal shelter. You know,
who's my doggy? Who's my little doggy?
Who's my Dalmatian feces? Who's my Dalmatian feces? All right, let's talk to a Scott in Corona. You're on 97.1.
Hi guys, how are you?
All right, dude.
I had this. I was dating this chick, and she would stop every once in a while and look up at me and say, "Is that very stimulating?"
Oh.
Drove me nuts.
Oh,
is that very stimulating? your response should have been, "Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
It is swell.
Really?
What you're doing right there is just swell.
Gee, golly,
God Almighty. Now, did you tell her to stop doing that?
I wound up cutting her loose after that night.
Yeah. I guess that happens a lot, huh?
No, not really.
But once they start that, you know, once a chick starts blasting away with stupid things, you got to cut her loose.
Or you just got to say, hey, you know, that doesn't turn me on.
All right, Scotty, thanks for calling. Now, these guys who are talking to you and making you crazy during sex, do you cut them off pretty quick?
You know, I don't have sex with them very often. I mean, really, like, you know, my story, for a long time until that yeast cleanse, I didn't have sex very much.
Right.
A lot of my relationships were sexless or just very few times. So in the beginning, I fake it out and I do it and it's fun, you know, because it's new and I can deal with it.
Right.
And then it doesn't matter how much they talk or what they do because it pretty much ends anyway.
Now, I have a feeling that you're one of those chicks who you don't walk around naked. You get a robe on or you get a towel on.
It really depends on how I feel about my body. If I'm exercising like I am now, I'm naked.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. I don't care. I don't like to sleep naked just in case an earthquake comes or something happens. I always think I'm not going to have anything to put on if there's an emergency to run
right.
out.
Yeah.
But no, my girlfriend and I in the house, we walk around naked. In fact, most of the time we won't realize that the window's open and we'll scream and we'll like run out
Jesus,
and then try and shut the shutters.
Where is that in the valley?
It is in the
what
valley.
What street is that
Let me
at,
tell you. And you know what? We're thinking about putting cameras up in the house. Making some money.
But I don't sleep naked because only for one reason, because I feel if somebody breaks into the house, I want to at least be on par when we have to, you know, duke it out.
Right.
I don't want to be nude and the guy totally clothed and all of a sudden I'm fighting this guy. And because he probably thinks in his mind it's much easier to kick the crap out of a nude guy. Right.
It's just
so. And
funny.
What are the odds that somebody's going to rob your house totally naked?
Right.
I think then you have a bigger problem on your hand because there's got to be some kind of methamphetamines or some kind of...
psychopath.
You know, yeah, something going on with that dude.
That's why I sleep with a gun next to my bed.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
All right. The dumb things that guys and girls say during sex, and everybody should just shut up.
Can we give the Lakers score since
yeah,
we're updating?
You bet.
Lakers are finally ahead, 75-70.
Yeah, look at that. Kicking Boston's ass.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Ryan in Eugene, Oregon. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm not bad. How are you guys?
All right, man. Just drove through Eugene about 2 weeks ago. I love that place.
Yeah, it's not bad. The allergies up here suck, though.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to go deep into this, but you probably have a deviated septum if you had that fixed. I had it done 2 years ago. I haven't had an allergy or a cold since.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, I guess a deviated septum
and I had polyps in my nose. Had them removed. It's a brutal operation, ooh, and you're in pain for about a week. And since then, I've been breathing like a racehorse on Lasix.
Wow. I got to do that.
Yeah. All right. So what's happened with you, dude?
Well, I've had both good and bad experiences with people talking in bed. I had a girl that was calling me daddy, and I thought that was totally perverted and sick. And
yeah,
I didn't really know what to make of that. I mean, I didn't know if she had issues with her pops or what, but that creeped me out.
That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she wasn't thinking about her daddy. Maybe she was thinking about, you know,
but that's
somebody else's
like,
dad.
I couldn't utter that. I couldn't utter that word when I'm having sex with my boyfriend. Daddy? I mean, that I would puke.
Could you?
Yeah, it made me freaked out, man. I mean, I was thinking, like, I don't have kids, but I was thinking if I have kids, I don't want to be effing my daughter, you know?
Yeah. What is your mom's name?
I'd rather not disclose it on the air, just in case.
Let's just say it's Billie Jean, all right?
Yeah, she's Billie Jean.
All right. Could you go out with a chick named Billie Jean? Could you go out with a chick who has the same name as your mom?
You know, I might be able to do that, maybe. I don't know.
No, dude, because then you'd be in the same position. You'd be in bed, and you're like, oh, come on, Billie Jean.
Yeah, no, that's awful.
Oh,
yeah,
I
no,
couldn't
could
do it. I couldn't go out with a guy named Casey. No way.
You couldn't do it.
No way.
Like the hottest guy in the world.
I couldn't do it. Or I'd have to say, you know, this is just odd. Can we make up a nickname for you?
And you would never call
so
him Casey.
No, that's, I don't know, maybe I have reverse daddy issues. Like, I just could never, like, you know, that Hulk Hogan story we're going to talk about where he,
right,
like, rubs all the tanning lotion all over his daughter's body.
But is that his daughter he's doing that to, or is it his girlfriend?
It said his daughter in all the tabloid.
I don't know if Hulk is that weird. I mean, he's a, you know, crazy dude, but I'm not sure he's that
bizarre.
All right, the dumb things that guys and chicks say during sex. Let's talk to Steve in West L.A. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Hey, Timmy, as always, like your father before, you are a big stud.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, man. What do
and
you got?
Gretchen? Well, I think you'll be amused by both the statement that was made and by my quick-witted response.
Right.
What I heard was, Steve, what'll we name the baby?
Oh, my God.
Tied it in a knot, threw it in a corner of the room, and said, well, if he gets out of that one, we'll name him Houdini.
Hey-o!
Oh.
Hey-o!
All right, Chucky Green, thanks for calling.
Yeah, you know what? I did have somebody say something utterly disgusting to me. We had finished doing the deed, and he rolls over, and he's like, the only thing that would be better now is if I could place our baby on your tummy.
Gretchen, please.
Oh, come on.
Jesus Christ.
I love it. Sam! Gretchen!
All right, let's take a small break here and come back. And
it's Gretchen and the Lukes.
It is Gretchen and the Lukes. No, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem's with us. And the dumb things that guys and girls say during sex, everyone should just keep their mouths closed during it. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Los Angeles Lakers are enjoying a 5-point lead with 4 minutes and 25 seconds left down at Staples Center. And we'll come back and tell you what the final was. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Carrie Kasem is with us.
That's me.
Always nice to see you, dude.
Yeah.
The dumbass things that guys and girls say during sex. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Carrie Kasem has come up with some beauties, especially the hey.
Hi, that's Gina's. Hi. Gina's hey, but when they
hey
roll
you.
Over and you've, everything's done and they look, it's and it, this shouldn't be coming out of a guy's mouth. Hi. And then when you say hi back because you feel like a total jackass, hi, they're like hi, and it goes on a little while and it's hi. Really awful. Oh, and God. It's really awful.
I can't believe that guys are still doing that. Hey you.
It's more the metrosexual that I've learned that it's just
is that
this,
rhyme?
Yeah. Because the one guy that did it always had, like, the Prada and had his hair all messed up, like, funny. Purposely did it. And he's kind of, like, metrosexual.
What was that, Gina?
Well, you know who I think Heyu's cousin is?
Who?
The dirty guy. Like, you're not even doing anything. You're being pretty normal. He's like, yeah, that's dirty. That's real dirty. Like, what are you talking about? Oh, you are so dirty.
You're so dirty. Jesus Christ.
You're my dirty little girl.
Oh. Oh, man. You know, sex is so overrated. You can get the same feeling without a chick, and you have to deal with all the crap that goes along with it. Mm. You know, like, physically, it's about the same, isn't it?
I agree.
Is it for chicks the same way that it is for dudes?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if you want to go home tonight and just spend the night by yourself and, you know, work yourself up, it's probably the same as having sex with a stud.
Yeah, a lot of the times. If you have an emotional connection with somebody, it does help a little bit. It really does. Like, it feels a little better.
Right.
Because there's some emotion there.
Right.
But
how
for
much
the
better?
Most part.
5%, 10%?
Well, like, when you first start a relationship, it's really good. Like, the newness of
it
is fantastic.
Yeah.
I think it dies out.
You going through anything? You're so transparent. Alex in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, everyone. You guys are great.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, to understand this one, you got to understand I'm gay, so it was with a guy.
Okay.
We're there studying the Bible, and he turns to me and says, make me pregnant.
Oh, man.
I have a right pen in there. Like, you got to go.
Make me pregnant. You're like,
so
wow, I wish I could, but I'd have to be Jesus Christ. That is wild. Now, is it the same with guys? Like, you don't want them to say anything while you're doing it with them?
For me, yeah.
Yeah, you just want them to shut up.
I don't want to try and think about something sexy to say. I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, I mean,
like, ooh, give it to me hard. I'll say, here's a hammer.
Yeah.
Want to do it?
I'm the same way, man. I think gays are the same as straight dudes. They just, it's into that stick. But if that's like the only thing that separates guys, you know, gay guys and straight guys. It's one thing.
What?
Other than that, we're all the same,
oh,
man.
Right. I'm like, what? They're all the same? They're men?
Yeah, right. But, I mean, it's got the same, crap that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And is it tougher to hear from a dude, though?
For me, no, because, I mean, I'm used to it.
But were you ever with a chick? I mean, did you discover late in life or early in life?
No. I discovered early.
Have you ever had sex with a chick?
No.
Never?
No.
Is that right? Is that pretty rare?
I know women who have sex with guys.
Wait, but don't most dudes, they like, in high school, they got to stay in the closet because high school guys are such a-holes.
Not my high school. My high school was open about everything.
Oh, that's cool. Where'd you go to private school?
Where did I what?
Did you go to private school?
Oh, no. It was a public school.
Where?
Los Angeles County. It was in Covina.
Jesus, look at that.
That's great.
Times have changed.
Yeah.
Good for you. Hey, we're going to give you a pair of tickets to see Robert Plant. You know who he is?
No, but I'm sure I'm going to find out soon.
You're going to go anyway, dude. And Allison Krauss. You know who that is? Krauss? Allison Krauss? Yeah.
You mean the... No.
The singer, Allison Krauss. Everyone knows that.
I know Robert Plant.
They take on the Greek Theater, speaking of naughty things. June 24th, get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. It's Robert Plant and Allison Krauss. I don't know. They take on the Greek Theater June 24th. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com and go out there. And that Robert Plant is something else, man. I saw that guy in concert when I was younger. Armando. In Ontario, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Hey, Carrie, you're the best. And
yes.
Tim, you're a stud.
Thank you, sir.
Armando, I haven't talked to you forever. What's up?
Hey, you're the best, man.
La, 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 la.
Man, I love you guys.
Look at you.
Thanks, Armando. What's going on?
Awesome. I was just going to say that this chick one time told me to slap her and spit in her mouth. And I thought that was kind of weird. But the craziest thing, or the funniest thing a girl ever told me while we were having sex was, she told me, stir it like coffee. And I said, what? And she said, stir it like coffee. And I said, like, I had to stop and go, what do you mean? She goes, you know when you put a spoon in a cup and you hear clinkle, clinkle, clink? I said, yeah. She goes, make it go clinkle, 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 clink.
Oh, bubba.
What?
I don't understand that.
That's awful.
I don't get that.
That's awful.
All right, 520-9710, 888. 520-9710, the dumb things that men and women say during sex. The stupid, a-hole comments that they make. Like, and again, my favorite is these dopey guys. They're done having sex, and it's, hey.
Oh.
Hi.
It's awful.
Hi.
Oh.
Hello.
What do you say to that, though, really? Seriously,
what do you say to that?
I say hi back. It's really an uncomfortable
situation.
It's not
like you guys are just running into each other. You just F.
It's just stupid. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what it is and who thought it was a good idea. But
it's uncomfortable when I say it. You always look away from me when I do.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
Hi. It's really weird, isn't it?
I'm sweating a little bit, and
the sexier they say it, the crazier it is. Like, hey, hi.
I wonder if it's different for two chicks. You know what I mean? Like, if it's two chicks and they're like, hey.
I don't think it is.
What's up, girl?
I think it's creepy. Hey. Yeah. You go, girl. But I just went, girl.
I know, but it's worse for a guy to say that. It's worse.
How about this guy, though, the gay dude we just talked to? I haven't heard that from some other dude. Hey, you. I'm like, oh, babo.
Oh.
Rita and Sunland, you're on 97.1. How are you?
Yeah, I agree. I hate that high. Oh, boy, is that horrendous. Here's a good one. Just go crazy on a baby. Go ahead. Just take it all. Just go crazy on it. There's that one. And then how about this? Oh, we fit so well together.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like you're the only two human beings that fit like that. No. Every human being fits like that with every other human being.
Yeah, look what we figured out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. We fit so well together. Oh please.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's a guy and a girl. That's what they're designed to do. All right, Rita, we thank you for calling, baby. Julius in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim, you there?
Yeah, you're on.
I didn't think you were going to put me on. I had to jump.
Real quick, what do you got?
Hey, Carrie, you don't need a gun, man. There's no way I would hurt you. I love you so much. Someday you'll know how quickly I would die for you.
Thanks, Julius. Thank you.
There he goes.
But my ex-girlfriend, she would complain about my sex talk.
Why?
Is that the only complaint she had? She hated it when I would, say that it was bragging.
All right.
Hey, Jim.
All
hey,
right,
Carrie.
Dude, please, we got to take a break. Get out of here, Julius.
Oh, you hung up on him.
Oh
poor guy.
All right. He's a decent guy, I guess, but he's a little crazy. All right, we have news coming up at 9 o'clock with Gina Grad. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, it's scandal time again for Nick Hogan, Don Wells, and even myself, and we'll explain why after the break.
Oh, boy. David Letterman's top 10 list is coming up. Top 10 answers to the question... How hot is it? wow, Gina must have heard the list. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Carrie Kasem sitting in with us. Lakers up by 6 with 38 seconds left.
Yeah.
And we're live on 97.1 Free FM. We'll do it live!